Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now I'm not playing anything.
Great.
Because I work, you know, extemporaneously. You know, well, the mood is destroyed.
I understand.
You know, like a big speed bump.
Yeah. You know, what are you going to do?
Children. What is it? Children playing. I'm like, really? There's no one on the street.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, you just,
go 20 and say, I got to follow the rules.
You get your mojo, and then all of a sudden you're, you know, you feel like you should be saying you're sorry or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, no, I'm the one who's sorry.
Well, you didn't sound sorry, you know. I mean, you were
you sound put
there.
Upon. Actually.
You sound put upon. Yeah. You sound like
I was frustrated with myself because I screwed you up.
Mm. You know, I heard Eli Manning once say that you got to get back to zero, Rob.
Mm, okay.
What does that mean?
So every time Eli...
Like if I were to turn your mic off, that would be putting you at zero?
Does that mean like if he throws an interception?
Or Peyton Manning, his father Archie Manning, would say, get back to zero.
I think everybody in this room is capable of getting back to zero.
Yeah.
I think everybody
start
is...
over fresh.
I think I'm at zero all the time.
Was funny. Come
I mean,
on.
With all due respect, hi everybody, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob Spiewak, mm-hmm. I have been in this room since 7:05 this morning.
Yes.
And we have dealt with different technical
cables,
issues
lights,
for about 40 minutes.
Wipes.
And we usually do it every day. There is a, would you not agree, there is probably room for slight improvement in the overall hardware. Like even now, I realize I am the odd link since I am in studio, but I have had a chance to observe.
Yeah. Todd Moore said the same thing. He goes, for all this hard work, it sure did take you guys a long time to get started.
It's f-ing insane how much we redo.
It should be turnkey,
because no
right?
one, with all due respect, there hasn't been enough, just like me with the iPads, study of the hardware.
Yeah.
That has to be learned. I think that's what it is, and I think that's where we are, and I think it delays things, and I think
and
that
bigger iPads for everybody,
bigger giant iPad. Yes. That's a beautiful product,
iPad
by the
Pro.
Way.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean we do. We take a long time
forever
every day.
It's like malaise.
Why? I that just frustrates me a little bit.
Well, I apologize. There's it's always room for
Rob. It's not your fault. It's not my
this
fault.
This is system wide.
But what I'm
we
saying
take
is
a lot
this.
Of pride. It's the same thing with the people that are still bitching about levels on the way the app sounds. It's still. I want everything, and everybody in here probably wants everything to be hunky-dory and perfect. But at the same time, we are not engineers. Not anyone in here. We do it with mirrors. Oscar has put stuff together. Rob has put stuff together. I, if you had told
ponies
me...
Ponies built stuff.
Ponies built stuff. If you, and by the way, I hear that background room noise, which we never get out of here.
You gotta kill his mic and his,
is his mic.
Mic.
Is his mic open?
Pony's mic was open and it sounded fine in sound check. However, now that I kill it, it should get better. And also yesterday, we had that baffling up.
Yeah, but still.
So the thing, getting back to it, we take a lot of pride in the way this show sounds. And but at the same time, it's almost, because we don't have a full-time engineer, it's I don't know. We have to be diligent.
We could always bring RJ back.
We have to be diligent about
talk about getting back to
thing.
Zero.
How many days do
come
you
on, Rob.
How many days do you come to, in here and redo every? I mean, it's all new. Every day is new.
No.
It's not. No, but I mean, it's just not. It's not.
It's new because you're here. To be fair, usually
fail safe. You
go.
Know,
we have three redundancies as far as recordings go. Right?
Okay. Yeah,
right.
The recording part is okay.
Yes, yeah, so
and
that's
we had to build a new sort of system for the board
for the streaming as well
with you in studio there because there's more elements at play.
Okay.
And so you know we're gently
we
tweaking.
Added three new elements.
Four, including him.
Four, including Mike. But again,
I'm sorry. I know you have a name for including Mike.
I think this is, and this is a complete amateur stream of consciousness comment about what I think. I believe that no matter what we do, and when you guys walk into this studio, and after I'm here, we spend a day and we tweak and we adjust. And then after that, whether it be someone's in one location or another, a giant red switch is thrown every day,
yes,
and everything is where it should be.
This works.
It's never, ever like that.
It's never like that.
And what did Todd say? That, I mean, we constantly, how does this sound? And my question is why? Why are not microphones, the levels of it, why are they not
today we discovered a technical difficulty.
Exactly.
And that is something that could have happened as recently as today, because we had never noticed it before.
And I wish I had a control when I wanted to do that, which I do constantly, and I used to have a button to do that. Anyway, okay. I know it's behind the
Two
scenes.
Things.
I'm a little crispy.
Let's
I'm a little tired.
Let's also be very cognizant of the fact that we are not Clear Channel or CBS Radio that can throw $1 million or $2 million into a studio.
Yes. And
true.
And every engineer I've ever worked with, that's the only way a problem would be fixed is by
so
throwing money.
So that's how we
at
don't fix the problems. We just don't have the money or the budget to do so.
We do our best.
Like I look,
what
a,
we
a
have.
Cough button I ordered.
Mm-hmm.
I put a cough button in here and all it did was get in the way. I took it out of the chain. It
really?
Was on the desk. It would get it. There's no way to lay it
square
into
box.
Yeah, but it wasn't laid into the console. It was always flimsy. It was nuts.
Okay, little thing right under here.
Yeah, but you know what would happen? People will knock it out when they come in.
Yeah, well, that's every studio. I mean, look when I bought chairs at WJFK, look what happened there. Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just can you imagine?
We're having a little inside discussion because it is getting close to the end of the weekend.
It's almost noon, people. We're crispy.
We are.
We're
working half
we're
a day.
Just trying to get everything
Jesus.
Right.
And if it wasn't broken, it would be Rob Ford broken. Which means it actually was broken, but no one would take
I
it.
Would be very, very satisfied not to have that lummox ever come into this studio.
Oh,
again.
Why?
Because everything gets effed with when he's in here. That's what I'm told.
He's a toucher?
Well, I mean, right? Stuff gets
he does
around.
Not put everything back exactly
he
where
never
it used
has,
to be.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, but anyway.
He'll be in tomorrow, by the way.
So this is what I was going to play. This is what I was going to play to start the show.
Yeah.
We just basically had a little psychotherapy. Hope you're bearing with us, folks. But you know what? Those of you that listen to the show each and every day know that that's exactly what we do. And, you know, if you're frustrated and you keep it to yourself, it makes the top of your head explode. If you're frustrated and you let it out, come out through your mouth, that helps just a little bit. And then you can get on with the business of the show. The Mike O'Mara Show with Bob Seger on WAVA. Walked it. God damn it. All right. Anyway, is it time for the mailbag?
Must be.
Unless you want to start the show. We can go either way.
Let's start the show. And you know what button to push?
Now that's just not kind.
I'm sorry. I'm not in a kind mood. I'm displaced.
Start the show.
I'm a refugee for f***ing sake.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Yeah, you really should be more careful, Jay. I think we both know that I already own your ass.
You own my ass.
What do I have to spell it out for you? I have your sex tape. You're f***ed.
I got news for you.
What?
I got the iPad back.
You got the iPad back?
Yeah.
It's fantastic, man. Good effort. Look at me. Do I look like a kid who knows how to make a simple copy of an MP4 or do I not?
Yeah, you do.
Look at you, running around trying to collect up all your iPads before time runs out. Why didn't you just remote wipe them?
You can do that? F*** me.
But I already uploaded your sorry-ass video to a site called YouPorn. Should be up by tomorrow morning, and sadly, the only one that could take the video down is the original poster, and that's me.
What do you want?
Oh. You want
an Xbox?
You can get me an Xbox.
Do you want an Xbox?
Like, the new Xbox?
Yeah.
What do I look like to you, Jay? A f***ing idiot? No. I want $25,000 in cash.
$25,000? Howard, first of all, I don't have $25,000 just sitting around. And besides, what are you going to do with $25,000?
I'm going to buy a horse. Yeah, I'm going to buy a motherfucking horse to keep my bitches happy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital, this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, ladies and gentlemen. And today we are brought to you by Draft, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes! Oh, the best.
Fantasy football fans, you've got to try our new favorite app, Draft. Draft is weekly fantasy football, but it ain't like the other guys. With Draft, you play real live snake drafts with other people, just like in a season-long league. And here's how it works. The draft lasts for just a week, and there's no management, no salary caps. Just set it and forget it, and once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. Drafts start every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now. And the best part, cold hard cash. Drafts start from just a dollar, so there's a draft for everyone. Come and join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes, or play right from your computer, or you go to the website, playdraft.com. The choice is yours. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit, but you got to use the promo code TMOS. That's right. Play a real money game for free just for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit. Deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and play free with promo code TMOS. Welcome to the show. Whoa. Yeah, it's pretty fascinating when you're observing all the little nooks and crannies and what goes on. And, it's constant tweaking. It's like
undercover
when,
boss.
When I first.
That's him.
Is that me?
Yes.
Yeah.
But we need here.
He needs a fake mustache.
Yeah.
Over your real mustache.
Yeah, I know.
It's like the guy from Waste Management. He's like, you drive these trucks too?
You know, the thing about it is I don't know. It just adds up after a while. I live my own
4 days,
world.
Man.
I've got a system, you know, that I put my little systems in place, and, you know, it's still frustrating.
They're not perfect at your house.
No. But we love it.
It's like a logical spaceship at your house.
You know what the toughest thing it was is that I had it so dialed in because when I got back down, in my own mind, that's when I was going to tweak everything and everything was going to be better. So we just strive to get better. And I want to say to our listening audience, the feedback is truly, I think, invaluable.
Yes,
there's stuff that we don't pay attention to, that we miss, that slips through the cracks. And you're all listeners, and you're all people that can give us insight as to how this show is being delivered, how it's being consumed, and how it sounds. So please, 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 we love you, the listeners, and we want you to share with us. Now, with that said, don't do it unless you really know what you're talking about.
And you mean it. And you mean it.
That means really, you know, when someone's talking about, hey, you could do this, or the sound is this way, or the sound, I want somebody who's consuming it on a pretty regular basis.
Sure,
because if you're just kind of winging it, that'll get a little crazy and we'll have trouble negotiating through that. But really, the listeners and the engagement with this show for everything we do.
Including content.
Including content is wonderful. I love that. And so, you know, share. You want me to do something? Let me know. And that would be wonderful. And like, for example, the mailbag. If you love it, let me know. If you hate it, let me know. Remember we had that big discussion?
Yeah.
Remember we almost killed it?
Do you want Thursday's birthdays back? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. What works best for you?
Thursday
it will
birthdays.
Be taken under advisement.
Right. Exactly.
That's how we do it.
But I'm fascinated when I come up here to our studios in Washington, D.C., because I never see them. The amount of toys and wonderful, cool stuff that we have, and it's always exciting, and technology is always changing, and it's wonderful. I will tell you this. Right now, I'm having a fight with a staple. That's it. Yeah, I'm not a staple guy. I'm not a staple guy.
What if I switch to paper clips?
Paper clips would be fine. Okay. Yes, paper clips
would be fine.
What about
Elmer's glue?
Glue. Paste.
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 Use paste.
I'll need some flour and some water.
And why am I asking that? Because I'm unstapling today's mailbag, because it's not about my frustration with staples.
No.
It's really all about the fact that on Thursday, we talk about you, the listener. That's the way it goes, ladies and gentlemen. You. That's it. You. Sounds good in here right now, though, I think.
It's all about you.
Staples.
It's all about you.
Gone.
I think it sounds really, really cool. And this is, as Oscar explained to me and Rob explained to me, this is all done digitally.
Yes.
With audio processing.
Yes.
That is just so cool for an old fart like me that used to cut tape with a razor blade. Anyway, moving right along, everybody. Please note, next week, as part of our new fall season,
The TMOS mailbag feature will move to Tuesdays. Please plan accordingly. And thank you. Is it you put this together? Is it going to be problematic? You think people will catch on? When do you get your groundswell of birthday stuff?
It will. The groundswell when we do the birthdays on Thursdays is usually after 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. And
so now,
and salute to you guys who never make it into the mailbag because it's already done by then. So they're going to move to dinner time on Monday.
Wouldn't you say that you would like to service the listeners?
How would you like to come over here and service me?
Here, let me stop fighting.
Okay.
Here's a question I have for you. Do you think this transition to Tuesdays, because I have no idea.
I know.
Will it be problematic?
Far from it. As a matter of fact,
it'll be better.
Here's what will happen.
Okay.
It will re-energize the mailbag. It will re-energize the listener. The letters will be better.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Are you lying?
No.
No?
Yes.
I was like, what?
It won't matter. They're going to mail it in when it's convenient for them, okay. And it'll hit the cycle when they want.
What about the punctuation?
Punctuation? I think that the combination of two hurricanes...
Don't answer him. He's just saying
No, here's
to
something
say.
That needs to be said.
All right, go
the
ahead.
The combination of the eclipse and two hurricanes has destroyed America's ability to write.
By the way, if you're keeping tabs at home about the hurricane situation for me, got my latest Florida Power and Light update
and?
Down there, September 22nd.
Hey, that's soon.
At least you're not in a rest zone.
You know, my God, that's a horrible situation. I'm fine. My concern is for the people down there that I know that are living in situations without. Look, man,
how do you not?
20 days, 10 days without air conditioning.
Can I
is
ask
pretty
a question?
And the moving of the mailbag. Everyone's life is in upheaval.
The last time I was in a nursing home was when I was in high school doing some community service, right?
Oh, you weren't living there.
From what I read about this situation down there, this was a bad joint. This was a guy that has actually been tackled by the government for fraud before. This
oh
is
my
a guy.
God.
This is a bad hombre. This is a bad place. Let me tell you.
Care for him.
If I wasn't doing what I'm doing right here, if I could have a show that would get any kind of listenership, I would make that the cause of my life. And you get a lot of bumper stickers down in that part of the world because there's so many older people. And you get it up in Maine, too. You say, fight elder abuse.
Yeah.
There's an actual category. There's a name for it. Elder abuse. And to me... when it comes to a child, there's nothing worse than abusing a kid. On the almost equal to that is elder abuse. When someone's at the end of their life, at their most vulnerable,
it falls under
somebody screws
the umbrella of the indefensible.
Because
right.
I will withhold judgment on any of what happened in this situation. But there are, we've seen it on people going in and stealing from an old lady's change purse, people throwing an old person around because they can get away with it. And it is, there's a special place in hell.
Absolutely.
For all those
people. We can also agree.
And I hope none of that is true. I hope it just was a fluke, but I wonder when that many people passed away. It's a terrible tragedy.
I don't want to speak for you guys, but I think we can all agree in this room that the old need to stay cold.
You know what? Here I am.
That's a couplet.
Here I am. And both of you right here. Both of you, okay? Because I'm trying to make a point here. And there you go. The old.
I'm going to stay out of it. But, Mike.
Jesus Christ, you're a monster.
Let's think
you're
about.
You're an absolute monster, Oscar.
Think about this.
And there's your henchman right over there. There's your minion. Satan's minion, Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Good pair, aren't they?
And I see you snickering over there, Garcia. All right?
Well, he's just excited he got the joke.
By the way, I like calling him Garcia in the studio. Garcia!
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 Give me two keys. Cocaine. Yeah. Stat.
Just keep in mind, Mike.
Can I get some screen wipes to clean the computer? Okay. Here's a towel. All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Well, anyway. Mike, what we need to keep in mind and what we must all remember is that next week the mailbag is on Tuesday.
Tuesday. Next week's
Thank
mailbag.
You, Rob. Thank you.
Make sure you get Rob his stuff
right.
when he's supposed to.
Send it along.
Moving right along in our newly lit studio. Please note that it's next Tuesday.
Right.
Now, then, as I sit here, a certain Mr. Rob Spiewak sits to, well, he sits in front of me, not to my right. You said kind of right.
Well, I mean, it's more poetic, I
you
think, of you.
Sit to my right. Hello, Rob. Do we have any gifts, you dim-witted pinhead?
Yes, we do, Mike.
He writes that.
I know. He's on
it. He writes it, and I read it almost verbatim.
It's my favorite part of the week.
Right.
This comes from the Bar Gelato in California. Hercules,
that sounds like
California.
Ice cream. That sounds like ice cream.
Hi, Mike. After hearing your story about the bad wine place, and what was it called again?
Cooper's Hawk.
Yeah, I want to mention them by name. Mm-hmm. I thought you could use
There's
some
There's one in Ashburn, too.
I've seen it.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
It's the ground zero for a place
it's
like that.
It's by the A-hole Foods.
Yes, A-hole Foods, you know? And fancy theaters.
We are friends with one of your favorite wineries, Chateau Montaliana in Castel... Is it Calistoga, California?
Calistoga.
Calistoga, California. Every
year
during,
Calistoga. It's wine country.
Every year during the harvest, they trade us wine
great,
for gelato
fabulous
bars.
Wine country. Now that's a place to do a show.
Oh, yeah.
They trade wine for gelato bars, which they gobble up as they work in the heat. I know you said you didn't need the fancy expensive stuff, but that's what they give me, so I apologize in advance. Please enjoy it with your good lady and your younger-than-you mother-in-law during your refuge from the storm. Sincerely, Trevor Morris. He has sent to you...
Ooh, I'm excited now.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, I'm
God.
A hero. I'm a hero. I am a hero. I am a hero. This is great wine.
That's Trevor Morris who sent that
Trevor.
To you,
very kind.
Baby. Oh, my God. I'm bringing this home to the ladies.
And they'll see that one bottle of wine.
One for the mom, one for the wife. Yes, sirree. Hi, Linda. Hi, Carla. Hi, everybody. I'll be going in and reading the Katie Turr book. Good night.
Enjoy.
All right, enjoy. Here
glug, glug, glug. Anyway.
Boy, I'm going to have one of these. I'm going to have to break my fast.
So thank you, Trevor, for thinking of Mike and his unfortunate experience at Cooper Hawk.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, it was just too many rules. I don't like rules. When it comes to drinking and eating, I don't want rules. Don't give me rules about drinking and eating. I want to go and drink and
you
eat.
You don't want a membership to drink?
No.
I don't want a membership. I want to just buy the, hey, I had something with dinner. I'd sure like to buy it. Oh, you sell it here? That's great. Okay. No, I'm not signing up for a club, you dink.
Yeah, what do they think they are, Hallmark?
Thank you very much.
Mike,
MFers.
Doesn't that look fancy?
Fancy.
I could open it right now. Anyway, let's get on with the mailbag. Hey, gang, I would love a birthday shout out to my father, Rick Foltz. He was a lucky winner of one of Rob's fantastic fruitcakes last year. He was the crazy 72-year-old man who had a broken hip after a refrigerator fell on him.
I remember him.
Thankfully, he's back at 100% now, and I wonder if Wilfred Brimley has any sage advice about how to not get any older. Thanks for the laughs, and thank you for giving me something that the old man I can bond over. That's Tom Foltz who sends that. And what's the father? Rick Foltz?
Yes.
Okay. Just are we spinning?
For it's the, okay. It's
a,
your call.
Was that a legitimate request?
I think it's sort of a sideways, you know, in the side door type.
Well, let's spin and see what happens.
Okay, let's
Wilfred
do it.
Brimley. All right. Oh, okay. Yeah, he wants it. Wilfred. What he wants to do is he wants to do a playlist.
Oh!
He's handing me a note under the door before he comes in here. Wilfred says,
Brimley got down on his hands and knees and slipped a note under the door.
Wilfred Brimley is telling me he would like to do an improvisational sketch of Rob Spiewak being the person at Cooper's Hawk Winery trying to sell him a wine club.
Oh, I see.
Membership.
Okay.
So let's bring him in right now.
Bring him in.
How are you doing?
Did you enjoy your wine?
You won't get any older and you won't ever die. I got diabetes.
Even though you have diabetes, I think an occasional drink would still be okay.
Well,
would you like to join our wine club?
No.
No, how about, would you like to buy a temporary membership that'll be good for your meal?
No.
Would you like to have just a glass of wine that we can charge you club premium prices?
I want a glass of wine from that bottle I had in the restaurant. I want to take it home with me right now, and I want to drink it, the same one I ordered with my lunch today.
I'm sorry, we can't do that, but if you were to join the club for only $38.50 a day...
What are you adding,
Mr. Brimley?
Yes, Oscar.
What wine goes best with oatmeal?
Oatmeal? You want to? It's a new wine I call "Blow It Out Your Ass" wine.
Wilfred Brimley.
Thank you.
And by the way, yes. Mike, not to blow anybody's spots up, $265 per bottle online.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
But I can get you two for $500.
Jeez, that must be great stuff.
Don't spill it.
Wow, man. Oh,
clackety lackety.
Clackety lackety.
Hey.
Mike Ogden writes, thank you. I'd like to be added to an upcoming birthday mailbag. My 45th birthday is on September 18th. I don't have anyone else in TMOS Nation to submit it for me. Thank you for all that you've inspired. I will try to be a considerably improved listener this year. Thanks again, and please know I'm listening harder than ever in Gaithersburg. Mike Ogden, well
I like
done.
That. I like
very
that.
Very nice. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very
Sometimes
much.
Sometimes life alone is better.
Rick Munoz writes, I recently... spent 8 days. I'm just plodding forward. I recently spent 8 days in the Nevada desert at Burning Man.
Oh.
Boy, that was terrible, that guy that ran into the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would have thought that would have happened?
That was like spontaneous Norm McDonald.
Hey.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember.
Boy, you got to be pretty lit to do that, huh? Man, run into a fire after a concert.
You know who's been there?
Who's that?
Girl.
Girl, of course she has. Mm-hmm. Of course she's such a party animal. Anyway, at Burning Man, and I'd like to share the order of my priorities upon my return as soon as I had a decent cellular connection. The first two things I needed to do were, one, get new episodes of the Mike O'Mara Show. This guy goes to that killer concert, and then, literally, and then he wants our show. Number two, call my box wife, Nan. Yes, yes, I went without her in that order.
Nan, have you ever met a Nan that was under 80 years old?
Yeah, I had a Nan that I went to school with.
Really? Short for Nancy? Yeah. Or just Nan?
I never knew her as anything but Nan.
It's short for Vagnana.
The week leading up to the trip was full of preparation, which included not listening to TMOS so that I could stockpile the episodes for the 300-mile trip out of San Francisco to northwestern Nevada. There was plenty of art and debauchery to be enjoyed. A key aspect of the trip involves drinking heavily. As an aging family man, I hadn't partied like that in years. He's really painting a picture.
He is, isn't he? Yeah.
As part of my preparation, I purchased several bottles of Pedialyte to sustain electrolytes during the period of strong libations. By the way, on News You May Not Need today, we will have bartender's recommendations for hangover cures.
Oh,
kind of interesting.
Love that.
I purchased several bottles of Pedialyte. Let me see. What else did they do? It was going to be 100-plus degrees there, too. It was a lifesaver. No hangovers, no loss of faculty. So thank you to you, Oscar. Mike, I think you would love Burning Man. EDM music playing 24/7. Oh, sure. The porta potties are serviced daily. There's only the occasional dust storm, and the traffic to get in and out takes a mere 4 hours each way. I would die.
Yeah.
Plus, low humidity. What's not to like? This could be your new hurricane evacuation destination. Your hurricane evacuation destination. Thank you for always bringing the funny and having the best podcast on the internet. And thank you very much. And we appreciate it, Rick Munoz. Brian Powell writes, I would like to wish my beautiful daughter, Julia Powell, a happy 13th birthday. Hi, Julia.
Oh, it's a good name.
That's a beautiful name. It was yesterday. And to apologize to my son, James Powell, for screwing up the date of his birthday last month. Love, Dad. That's just a dad taking care of business
there. I love that letter.
Guys, here's our next letter. While attempting to get the obligatory first day of school photo of my 4-year-old and my 2-year-old this past week, I was unable to get them to look at me or smile at the same time.
It's tough work.
Oh, my God. My kid. It's the hardest thing to do, to get a decent photo of him, to get him to actually look at a camera.
Try it with teenagers.
They don't do it. All of a sudden, it came to me. I yelled, waddle doodle. Now, keep in mind, I have never listened to the Grease Man. I have never been aboard the Jack Tire, nor have I ever lingered longer. But because of you, man, I had the tools I needed. These are funny letters.
See, we do good work, Mike.
I had the tools I needed to get a great picture of my rambunctious little ones. Plus, I had the added bonus of little kids yelling, waddle doodle, for the next 20 minutes.
Good stuff.
I got to teach Michael. Michael waddle doodle.
Hey, call him a grease boy.
Grease boy.
A great thank you from an Amazon buying non-parasitic, Harry's purchasing, blue aproning, non-C of a wife, Samantha Deshevsky.
Yay, Samantha. Woo!
P.S. I'm still trying to get my husband to listen regularly. That's the male version of a C. You're damn right. Get him to track with the
He's
show.
A
What's
D.
his problem?
Yeah,
He's
a big D.
He's a D. Your D husband.
He's a GDD.
From the pen of Kevin Hultgren. I took a 5-day hiking trip, of course you did, Kevin, over the Labor Day weekend in the wilderness of Yosemite. I had saved up some episodes of TMOS to help me get over the various 10,000-foot-tall passes. The laughter definitely kept my spirits up as I dragged my out-of-shape ass over the trail with a heavy backpack. You're not out of that shape if you're doing that, pal. I'm a proud member of the Gentlemen of Larger Carriage Club, and I even have mad respect for you for going on a hiking vacation.
Yeah, what he doesn't tell you, the backpack was full of Oreos.
The thin ones.
Yeah.
I bought the blonde ones, the vanilla cookies. God, I'm hungry. I bought a bunch of essentials for my trip via your Amazon portal. It saved me a lot of time and money versus buying them at my local overpriced outdoor shop. Thanks for the many years of keeping me laughing. And thank you, Kevin Hultgren. I'm glad you made it through the passes. Moving right along, I would like to wish a happy birthday to my wife, Leah Robilato Bass.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get that right, do you think?
Perfect.
Lea Rovalato bass.
I'm all about that bass.
I will. That's great bass. I will refrain from divulging her age because I want to live to see my next birthday. She's the best wife and mother anyone could ever ask for. She puts up with my crap and raises two incredible boys while I'm two states away working. She is my rock, and she is always keeping it tight. Have a great birthday, and always remember that the boys and I love you to the moon and back. That comes from Chad Bass.
Do you think he's ever been to a restaurant near the Bay Bridge?
Well, I might give him a recommendation.
Really?
Chad Bass, if you ever get a chance to visit the ocean, go down by the Bay Bridge near the Chesapeake Bay and stop by a fabulous restaurant called the Whitehall Inn, and maybe Chad Bass could enjoy some of Whitehall's famous fruit fritters. Hi, boys. Next letter. My husband, Matthew, and I are newly married. He is a longtime TMOS and Bonus Show subscriber. He is about to enter his douchebag 30s and wants nothing more than a happy birthday from his favorite podcast, Musketeers. You guys provide us with endless entertainment, laughs, inside jokes that no one else gets. Probably a little too inside at the beginning of today's show when we were talking about all of our audio issues.
I understood most of it.
We can't wait to go to the live show in NOLA, and I just want to say how much we both love your show. Thank you so much, and please keep up the fantastic work. Sincerely, Hannah Pease. Hannah Pease? That sounds like Nell.
Yeah, she does say
tonk, that. Tonk, tonk, Hannah Pease.
And a friend of Cannon in a way.
Tonk, tonk, hat away to Hannah Pease, Chad Bass.
That's right, Dr. Lecter.
Hannah Pease, Dr. Lecter. Dr. Lecter.
Hannah Pease, have the lamb stopped crying? You're wearing Claire Lalane, or whatever that perfume she has on. Hannah Pease once came to take my temperature. I ate her liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. I don't know what I'm doing. Dear final...
Well, you never said happy birthday to Matthew Pease.
Oh, Matthew Pease. All right. By the way, my cousin Billy got in a lot of trouble when we were kids when my mom shucked peas all afternoon on the porch up in Maine during pea season. And my cousin Billy, when they were served, I think a priest might have been at the table, too, said, I haven't had a good pea in a year.
Billy.
I still applaud that joke, Billy, because I was the one that went...
Looked like The Exorcist.
It was horrible. Dear Final Thursday Mailbag, happy birthday to Carla on Sunday. That's right. My wife is celebrating.
Whoa. Anniversary and birthday?
Anniversary
week?
And birthday. I got to come up with something special. I think I'll buy her a really nice bottle of wine.
Bye!
Trevor
Spare
Morris.
No expense.
That's right.
I don't know if Mike will be back in Florida by then. Don't think so. But helping with the recovery effort, we're thinking about what we're going to be doing. We already have an idea exactly what we're going to need to do. It involves the keys. They're the ones that got really hammered.
Mm-hmm.
But Carla can always count on me to be there if she and Linda need help. Here is a birthday poem from me. Dirk Fastrick. God damn it, Dirk. God, I thought perhaps it was somebody new. Stay out of my wife's family. All right, here we go. From Dirk Fastrick. I'm going to. Is this poem music?
It's poem music.
From Dirk Fastrick. Happy birthday. Adored is the heart touched by you.
Oh my God.
Redeemed is the soul by your side. Blessed are the eyes that behold you. For my heart, soul, and eyes don't lie forever, Dirk. Jesus Christ.
Gross.
You know, stop it.
Dirk is a very nice
a
and very generous
too.
Man.
Yeah.
But does the concept of rhyming words elude him?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. It was passion, man.
Because I remember when Robert was in preschool, he couldn't rhyme, but it came to him later. So, Dirk.
That wasn't so bad.
It was
roses
better.
Are red, violets are blue. I'll punch Dirk and so will you.
Yeah, baby.
Right, thank
Step
you.
Off.
Step off now.
I'm doing the hump. Just
I kidding. Love him. I love him. Thanks for the ATV again during the summer.
Thanks for the ATV.
The ATV. The toy ATV.
But lovely ATV.
Not a toy. I mean, you know, I can't ride it, but it's like my kid can.
Someday.
Final letter. Hi, Mike. It's your old pal, Alan Wenzel.
Yay, Alan Wenzel.
Tomorrow, my wife and I will celebrate our 27th wedding anniversary. I'm sorry I didn't invite you to our wedding, but you had 3 chances to invite me and never did. So, anywho, he is a funny man, always has been, even back in college. By the way, She likes modern country music. Should I dump her?
Signed, Alan Wentzel. That's fantastic. We can take a break. Alan, congratulations. 27 years.
That's a long time.
Man, I bet you got all your money. Anyway, we'll take a break. So true. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
This week on The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
So are we going to play a game or what?
Yes, we are, Mike. The game is called Cards Against Humanity.
It's like a board game you buy in the store, right?
It's not a board game. It's a card game.
A card game.
And what will happen is everyone will get 5 white cards, okay?
Do we have to write anything down?
You don't.
All right, so the object of Cards Against Humanity is to fill in the blank.
Right.
Introducing Extreme Baseball. It's like baseball, but with bisexuality.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, there we go. Okay, introducing Extreme Baseball. I'm having fun. Introducing
thank you.
Extreme Baseball. It's like baseball, but with a crucifixion.
Oh, boy. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. That's a 5 hours a week. Just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Hey, we love the guys downstairs.
They're awesome.
At World Broadcast Headquarters from Cornerstone First Financial. If you want to refi, if you want to get a great deal on a mortgage, they've got your best interest in mind. You need people who understand the best way for you to get what you need. Cornerstone First Financial, they can do it for you through the finance process. They can work quickly and easily and at the best rate possible. Right now, interest rates low, low, low. Now's the time to do it. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy. And once you're ready, they'll get you there fast. Cornerstone is situated right here in our building. They handled Oscar's mortgage. They did a fantastic
Absolutely.
Job.
If they can get me through it with everything that was going on, they can get you through it. Find out what you are prepared and ready for today.
They can help you buy a thin house, a yes. wide house, any kind of house.
A long house.
Yep. Right.
A Tiny. New house, an old house.
House that looks like a shed. click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
Love that.
Yeah, I got the update today, and we had so much crap that we've been doing on the show. I haven't had a chance to talk about it, but I'm trying to get an assessment of what the power situation is. So, my dear, dear friend, babysitter, house watcher,
Carmen Electra.
Carmen, that's right. Carmen did a wonderful job keeping us updated. It turns out that they've now gotten some water in their house.
So I'm sorry, Carmen.
Carmen is hanging out at my place, but there is still no power, and people are still in shelters down there in Southwest Florida. And if you've seen it,
is it a comfort to have a living body in your home?
It's not a comfort to know that they're living in discomfort.
I know
while
that that's
I'm up here
rough.
In
that's
air
rough,
conditioned
yeah.
comfort. It kind of bugs me more than you know. But I'm not taking a 4-year-old down to Florida unless I know I can get down there and mm-hmm. that he's going to be able to, you know, sleep in a comfortable
and
room.
And school.
Yeah, school Hello? Too. I'm not even sure what they're doing with schools. This is how I know it's still bad. They still have a website that shows the shelters that are fully occupied.
Is Germain Arena still occupied?
Germain Arena is still occupied.
Man.
To the best of my knowledge. Now, all this stuff, by the way, if I'm wrong about something, people consume this show days later.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what's happening, but you know, it's just when you go through something like this, you get new perspective. And here's my new perspective. You really realize after the telethon is over and after the media decides that they're going to get on their planes and leave, you realize how immediately the national consciousness moves on to
short attention.
People haven't talked about Houston.
They moved right on, and those people are in a world of hurt too, still underwater.
Yeah.
A lot of it. Here's the thing about the people of Florida. I think they're resilient. I think they're hearty, and I think there's kind of a pioneer spirit down there. So I am not worried about the people of Florida. I will tell you this: no. Conk Strong. That kind of has a nice ring to
it. Yeah. Well, I read a little newsletter from the mayor of Key West. And it's a spirit there, right?
Kronk Strong is down in the Keys.
Yeah.
And they got more decimated than anybody else.
So he wrote a letter to the citizens on Facebook, and it was exactly what you would expect it to be, that we will rebuild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That the government is helping, but we have to help each other type of a conversation, and we've done this before, we'll do it again.
Yeah, I'm optimistic for the people of Florida. What I worry about are giant corporations, no matter what they are. I don't worry about the men on the street. So here's my little counterbalance here. When I see the national spokesperson for the Florida Power Company or whoever's out there, those are the guys I think are a little hinky. When I see a news story talking about the guys that come from all over the country to work the lines, I have total confidence. And the fact is that everybody knew this was going to be a process to get the power back on, but I'll tell you something. I think everything I've read about these individuals that are working the power lines, that are out there, they're people. We got a guy on the Wide Open Wednesday told us the power went on at 4 a.m. These guys are working morning, noon, and night to get this stuff done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my confidence is with them. I think of that. I don't think of the corporate suit guys that come out with their shirts on and try to just spin.
I'll give you an example.
You know?
I had to call American Express yesterday. Because I had an issue with McCard. And this isn't about the employees of American Express. This is about the corporate structure.
Understood.
To be very clear, right? Is that the idea that a big company like American Express, who has a hub in Florida, had to essentially say, call back on Monday because our office in Florida is down. Like, that's how big a deal the storm was.
This is two-thirds, three-quarters, maybe. I'm not sure. It's a massive amount of the state that's experiencing this.
This is how big a deal it is. So
I think I heard three-quarters.
People forget about the fact that, it went from what was going to be a Cat 5 to a Cat 2 to Cat 1, depending on where you were for the majority of the state. It's still a big deal.
It's a massive deal.
And people are dying.
But, the nursing home situation is horrible.
The old need to stay cold.
Do you think I'm too glass full, though, to think that when they get the power and they get the fuel situation straight, I think
I
think Florida's going to not walk to this recovery. They're going to run to it.
I believe you're right.
I think it's going to go down like
this
that.
That's an amazing hurdle. The gasoline alone, because it's a physical having to move the gas into the state.
Mm-hmm.
That's massive. Repairs can be done individually and fast and with urgency. And also something that's great. I heard several
3D printers.
I heard a lot of people, they're going to 3D print a house. Look, the sofa's almost done.
Make sure it's on stilts.
I'm out of red
ink. Let's get back in 10 hours.
But also, the houses that are going to be rebuilt are going to be up to more modern
codes.
And it's going to make the state ready for the next
time. Do you have the Tom Hanks clip of the bathtub falling through the floor?
I have the laughter, I think.
The laughter?
Yeah.
So this morning, when I got into the studio at about a little after 7, and I got to the building at about 6:30, 6:40, and so I'm all by myself and I'm doing all my work here. That's the way I do it, and I'm having a good time. This morning, one of the very first things I do, because I wake up in the morning, I creep out of my mother-in-law's place, don't make any noise whatsoever, take my little shower.
Are you the first one
quietly
to rise?
Oh my God, by a long shot. Stop that.
I wake up at noon.
Me too.
I sneak out. I make every effort. My wife stirs. I give her a little peck on the cheek. I sneak out of the house. I crawl into the studio. And the only time I'm exposed to any real information is when I sit my ass down here and I opened my computer to get my update. And the first thing I do is I check that little camera that Oscar gave me.
Right.
And I check that and I see that it's not on. Like, okay. Then I go to the Florida Power and Light website and they've changed things. It's gone
update.
It's gone from in progress to something like workman checking. And then they say they have an estimate for me. And the estimate is the power in my home will be turned on by September 22nd. That was my reaction. It's my reaction right there. Yes,
we cheered here in studio because we get to have Mike for a little longer.
Now let me ask the truth: is it really true, or am I a pain in the ass? Because I've been a little out of sorts. I don't even know how I'm being received.
I know you're only here for 2 hours. Yeah. It's not like we have you for the full day.
And also, we have this.
My wife does.
This may shock you. Mike, over the last 8 years, we have figured out a way to harness that crispiness and
great
use
energy.
It for good.
The shows fly by.
Yeah, having
when you're
you
here.
In here is
my apologies
great.
To my wife when I got home, not really home, when I got to my mother-in-law's place, called her when I was about 5 minutes out, and I said, okay, is keys under the mat again? No, we're out at lunch. And then I was like,
hold it. Why, when they leave, is the key not under the mat, which would be the only time that the key should be under the mat?
Because I'm so unpleasant to be around that I'm being forgotten. So when I'm out
of the... So they are outwardly removing the key?
They forgot to leave me the key. So after my little day yesterday...
Like you're the cleaning lady.
You know, they should have one of those rocks.
That's what people do when they don't think about you.
Now, it was only 10, 15 minutes to drive over to the lunch place.
Because you got time.
Where
they
were, nothing but time.
But I was not a pleasant person. Look, there are a couple of ways. Look, you can be frustrated and go, I really wish you'd left me the key under the mat. This is inconvenient. Or you can be like me, like, you know, this is a personal affront. They forgot. They forgot to leave it for me. And then
do you forget to pay the bills? Is that mortgage late?
That's right. You know what?
He remembered
the anniversary. Listen, remembered the birthday.
Hey, we don't need to be dickish on the show. I was plenty dickish yesterday.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I was like, I think
I
later.
I so
in
seldom
the,
side with him.
Yes.
I think later in the day, I might have said something really cruel, which was something along the lines like, you know, it's contagious.
What?
Oh,
thoughtlessness.
Boy.
Did
you tell her that you remembered to get her out of the state and save her life?
No, I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Forget to leave the key when we're in Florida.
So yesterday was problematic. I sequestered myself in the bedroom while the ladies were drinking their wine.
You didn't build up enough positivity plus points after our lunch?
No.
I thought that would have carried you through till dinner.
No, it would have if I hadn't had to take a dump and the key was under the
urgency.
Mat.
Urgency.
Yeah, fecal urgency.
Urgency.
Mike, just briefly, just to be fair, you are leaving for work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're going to dick around.
No.
Right? You're leaving for work.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're coming back from work.
Right.
There's no key.
Yeah.
Anyone would be frustrated.
I was a little bit frustrated.
Yeah.
You could express frustration in a reasonable way and in an unreasonable way. Listen, you know it's got to be bad if I'm apologizing for it.
Wow.
Sorry, family. But all was better. Put together some Legos with my kid. Took him from the little pizza joint where they were having their lunch. And the rest of the evening was fine.
No trip to the locksmith?
And then, by the way, and then I dove into this. And I'm going to give everybody a little tease for next week on the show. I dove into this book, Katie Turr. It's called Unbelievable. This thing, I am devouring this book. This book is nothing short of an amazing read for anybody that followed the circumstances of last year's political scene. She was on the front lines, and it is absolutely incredible.
Amazing reviews.
And brutally honest. She is so open about being a TV reporter and what it takes. I am chomping at the bit to get her on the
show.
She's
an excellent writer, right?
She's a phenomenal writer. This is right away. Do you remember Game Change about Sarah Palin and
all
that? I got maybe 25, 30 pages into it. And by that time, I already knew this thing's going to be on TV. This story can easily be a TV movie. You could see it there. But we'll have Katie Turr, when? Monday on the show?
Monday.
Katie Turr will join us, and she's with NBC. She's the correspondent for NBC that covered Trump for the entire election season. We'll take a break.
And she's lovely.
She's very, very lovely. And can't wait to talk to her. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. It's time to talk pooches.
Yay!
Oscar's dog, I want to know all the details when we come back. Is it still alive is question number one. We'll be right back, everybody.
Well, I still haven't proposed yet, Joe.
What's the matter? Fear of commitment?
Well, you know, half of marriages end in divorce, and the other half, some of those end in murder.
He's not going to kill you.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose half my stuff.
Half of your 2003 Sentra? What's that worth?
Not funny, dude, but it's $412. Check us out at robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Yes.
I just passed Mike a note.
I see.
It's wonderful. It's very, very exciting.
Spared no expense.
It's very, very exciting.
He said yes really fast.
Yes.
Right. Was it about me being fired?
No. Yeah, right. You know that'll never happen. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Show.
You
got the pictures.
Yes.
I'm in the pictures. Rob.
No, and I'm going to really work on
Kodak
that.
Film.
I think the show's brought to you by Amazon. All right, so
yeah, go to our Amazon. Yes.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me read it. All right, hold on.
Let
Amazon.
Me read it.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, all right, turn that down.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Amazon by Mike O'Mara, written by Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
We are a society that emphasizes sex appeal. We love the attractive, the intriguing, the sexy. So be sexy like Tim Guise. When Tim wanted to show a little leg and give the ladies a treat, he bought 3 kilts at Amazon.com through our website. We asked Tim what he wears under his kilt, and he told us... sandals.
Woo! Can I get a woo?
Woo!
Woo!
See, Amazon really does sell everything.
Amazon's great.
Sandals under your kilt. Shopping Amazon.com through our portal changes nothing for you, means the world to us at this show. Us. So be like sexy Tim, the man with the well-ventilated sack.
Listen, you buy something goofy on Amazon, we're going to write a commercial about you, too.
Wouldn't you like that? That's almost as good as the mailbag. That's fantastic. Do your shopping in Amazon. And please access. No wonder you wouldn't want me to throw it away. And please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it.
Vodka was the thing that made well-ventilated sack work. Just so's you know.
Last night vodka?
A little vodka and lemonade. It's nice.
For Saturday night, do you want him to leave the key under the mat?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'll tell him I'm looking forward to that, but I got to make sure that we might have a little coverage.
Pony brought up an interesting point. Not leaving the key, that truly is elder abuse.
That is. Absolutely.
I'll connect you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's exciting.
Are you doing something this weekend?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Busy.
That's exciting.
That is.
Welcome back to the show. Dogs. Let's talk.
Dogs!
By the way, I'll stop. I'm not going to bitch at you as much as I do.
No, do it.
I'm not going to bitch. No, you do. You're doing.
I'm sorry, Carla.
You're doing very well. You're doing very well. I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased with everybody on this show.
Everything is so adequate. We're more adequate than ever before.
No, I'm very happy. I just bitch a lot, and that's if I'm not bitching, I'm not breathing.
You're not breathing.
I'm happy.
Maybe you need to ventilate your sack.
I hope
if I don't hit you, I don't love you.
Yes. That's right.
That's why my shirt's over off. When they call cops.
That's right. He hit me.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? Shut up. Anyway.
He hit me and it felt like a kiss.
You know I care when I hit you.
You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter.
I'm gonna keep hitting you. All right, anyway.
Only where it doesn't show, please.
That's right.
With the yellow pages.
Your dog.
Oh, sorry.
Santos.
Yes.
The wonder dog.
Santos.
The saint. A dog who is a saint. How old is Santos?
11 weeks.
Oh, my God. Brand new.
Brand new. Still has a shine on him.
You are
car smell.
Living with a puppy.
New dog smell.
How is the dog doing?
He is great. He's got a new best friend around the corner in a 6-year-old yellow lab. Her name is Willow. So
who owns Willow?
Willow is owned by one of my neighbors.
Look at Santos. Hello, Santos.
I have some updates.
I got to pet sit Santos for about an hour one afternoon.
It's wonderful.
Delightful dog.
Hey, so this other owner is male or female?
Female.
Female?
Yes.
Younger, older?
Older.
Oh, all right.
Older.
Just checking.
How old?
I don't know, to be honest.
Like 50?
It's a little rude.
That would be 350 to Santos.
You know, obviously, the reason I ask these questions.
Of course.
And our friend over here is a bit of a player.
Yeah.
You know?
No. This is...
there might be some breeding on both sides of the species.
This is the latest picture of Santos.
That's Santos?
Yes.
I picture Oscar taking Santos down, like, to the mall.
No, I just take him...
Just be like, oh, what a cute little dog. Yeah, hi, how you doing? Where do you work out?
To socialize Santos, I take Santos to our front stoop. in Georgetown.
And, so you, and you take your shirt off.
No, no. So he can say hi to all the people walking by. Usually,
like the co-eds that are going up to their classes?
Usually it's people that are going to class that stop and say hello.
See, you don't disappoint.
And then Shannon says to me, what are you doing? I said, we got to socialize him.
Got to socialize
the dog. I
can't
help it if those ass cheeks are exposed.
Socialize.
Those new shorts these girls are wearing.
It is. You know what? A dog is a magnet. He's a magnet for attention of the bright
kind.
So
you actually take your dog and sit on the front stoop and let the girls pet
him? I may or may not have taken him to the Georgetown campus itself and sat there like a creep on a bench.
I have to ask you something.
You called it.
Do I know my boy?
You did.
Do I know my boy? I just knew he would do
that. And you would have said that when he said, if he had had us in on the process.
Here's another picture with him and Willow, his new friend.
Willow looks like an older dog.
Yes.
Willow
is six.
Six?
Yes.
Oh, Willow.
Wow, is there anything that Willow doesn't eat?
Wow.
Boy. Willow is spoiled.
It's hard to tell where Willow stops
Isn't
and the chair begins.
Sweet.
Oh, Willow, go on a jog, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's not going to get you any co-eds.
Really?
But I mean, if Oscar had come to
hanging
us,
out together.
Santos looks like he's just sitting there smelling Willow's farts.
Yeah. Willow looks at him and says, appetizer.
But you were saying about the...
How dare you?
If you had...
Co-eds and the dog.
If Oscar had come to us when he said, Willow, I'm going to go get a dog, your immediate thought would be... Mm-hmm. Walk it with the co-eds. You would have said that before you got the dog.
Yeah, it's a,
no,
it's a
you
tell.
Called it.
You know
yeah.
that bench in Forrest Gump? I know you hate the movie, right? Yeah.
Life is just like a bunch of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, I do the same bit. Instead of the box of chocolates, it's Santos.
Yeah.
Right there on the quad.
And it's not like an elderly lady sitting next to
no,
you.
It's, no. Nobody's sitting next to me.
It's a philosophy major from Georgetown.
I'm sitting
and yet they grade him at the same intellect as Forrest Gump. Yeah.
I sit there. I'm like, all right, Santos. We got to meet people, right? Because, nobody wants a racist dog. Nobody wants a mean dog. Nobody wants, and Georgetown.
How would a racist dog manifest its behavior?
If it sees a black person, a Spanish person, a person looks different.
Don't even ask me about German shepherds.
A person in a dashiki that clearly they don't recognize, and they start barking at them, but they don't bark at Whitey.
Santos, come back here.
Yeah. So a college campus is a great...
Santos, we're going for a walk at the rally.
It's a great place for the diversity, right?
Let me ask you this one question, and I'm going to ask you to guesstimate, because you obviously can't know the exact number. How many college co-eds of the female persuasion have stroked the fur of Santos?
Look, I'm not saying this happens all the time, but when it happens, it's pretty amazing. So the move is,
the puppy. They're all homesick.
And they get on their, they get down on their knees, right? And they all wear loose shirts and small bras.
And you start grinding.
And I'm like, he's just 11. And I really, if you've got a loose fabric shirt and a low bra,
pervert,
I pepper them with, he's a rescue. He's not a rescue. Oh, he's a rescue.
You should look really close at his paws.
He's so cute. I miss my dog in Southern California.
Do you see that freckle? But I'm not talking about their own freckle. It's awesome.
Half had a dog at the shoot.
And Shannon thinks I'm just taking him for a walk.
Have you had any gay men pet your dog?
Yeah, they're everywhere. God bless them. God bless them.
Do they also wear small bras?
No. I actually have them stand up so I can look at their crotch.
Nice.
I'm like, oh.
Santos the dog. Now, here's
another
question.
Can I pet your skinny jeans?
Is that the cast of 300 in your crotch?
Now, does your lovely bride-to-be, does she take the dog out for walks, too?
Yeah,
around the neighborhood.
But it's mostly girls walking around.
Is it?
Like, dudes, they're not going to stop for a puppy.
Do you
unless
think?
They're, you know.
Do you think, though?
Hold on, wait. No, same thing. It's the exact same thing. If a puppy is attached to the attractive Shannon,
it's an entree.
Soon to be Shannon Zabaios.
I've been out there before. It's all girls.
You know
what?
I'd say this.
Let's stop.
You ever notice
guys might like smile at her and smile at the dog, but they're not stopping.
Ever notice when you're driving
around,
they're
going to work out their lats.
I know.
Every car you see looks like your car.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're noticing it because that's what you're looking for.
Okay.
The guys are there.
Right.
He's just not noticing.
He's not noticing the guys. Yeah. All
right. She's going to be pregnant.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you should bring him out to Aspern where everybody's got a new dog and a new car and a new countertop and a new apartment and a new restaurant and a new grocery store and a new condo townhouse.
Odie, do you have anything to say about this?
I think this is a great idea, and I'm going to have to get a dog and head over.
I've got a breed for you,
What's
and there's
that?
An actual breed. I recommend a Japanese Chin.
What is
a
that?
A Japanese chin. My mom and dad, late in their lives, owned a look up Japanese chin.
I don't know
chin.
If that's legal anymore.
I think that might be a maneuver.
I believe a
could
Japanese
be a category.
Chin. I believe a Japanese, and the dog's name was Dempsey. Because he
after
looked kind of
Jack
like,
Dempsey?
After Jack Dempsey, the
good
boxer,
name,
because
good name.
He looked like Jack. Look up Japanese chin.
Oh.
What, no, what's the what's
it's under 30 pounds. It's not a dog.
Yeah, you're under 30 pounds.
You know,
shut
sorry.
Up.
I got it. It's like a pug with
Santos
long hair.
Will hopefully be 40, 45 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. Which is a solid size.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and the Labradoodles, even though it's kind of a weird inbreeding kind of
from Australia,
process,
an import.
Know.
We
yeah.
babysat one. We pet sat one last weekend. The Chubbix dog is a Labradoodle. And it's great dog.
Smart dog.
Hold on.
Smart.
We're moving so fast. You got your dog's from Australia.
Yeah, import.
Your Labradoodle's from Australia.
Oh, puppy mill.
You know,
paid
I'm
top
import
dollar.
Export. Yeah, I paid top dollar.
Oi, mate. G'day, mate.
I
Let's get on the Georgetown campus and meet all them Sheilas. Come on, Daddy. We're going for another walk.
I wanted the laziest dog possible. And right. I told the lady, I said, look, we'll pass this time around if he's not lazy. Like, find me the laziest dog you've seen.
You should have gone the other breed, though. If you wanted a lazy dog, the Spiewak Retriever.
The Spiewak.
It is the right. laziest dog.
You win.
He's learning how to go outside.
Santos
is nice.
The Australian Labradoodle.
Yes.
Oh, g'day, mate. Hello, Sheila. Oh, scratch me. Scratch me down here.
On Wednesdays, he gets free appetizers.
And Vegemite.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
I am sorry. You know, we have many income streams right here at the Mike O'Mara Show. We have the bonus shows. That's mm-hmm. a big one, isn't it, Rob?
Cornerstone.
Yeah, the show depends on it.
Work harder.
Real important. Go subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. We have our Amazon connection.
Yes.
Too.
Yes, the Amazon portal is huge. You must always use it.
Shop through Amazon. And, of course, we'd like you to support our advertisers. That's very important, is it not?
Yeah, and not just financial support, but support them morally.
You know you're an ass.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip.
Yay, Quip!
Here's something to chew on. Recent studies show that good oral health impacts your overall health. But still, most of us don't brush our teeth properly. But you can start brushing better today. Introducing Quip. Q-U-I-P, the new company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that's absolutely beautiful. We love it. Yes, Rob?
Remember, I brought mine in yesterday to show off, right?
Yes,
so I
yes.
took it home yesterday, and it is so easy. I don't know what space-age polymer they have on the holder. It sticks right to your mirror.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have a toothbrush holder. You don't have to lay it on the counter and all the water and stuff. It goes right on your mirror and it stays out of the way. It is so sleek.
All about design.
It's
all
beautiful.
About design.
Beautiful.
And I love companies that do this. By the way, did we mention it's half the cost of one of the bulkier brushes? Quip is sleek. It's elegant. Like Apple designing a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Quip is backed by a leading dentist and was named as one of Time Magazine's best inventions. And I shouldn't say a leading dentist. A lot of them. A
lot of them.
It's backed by a bunch of these dentists, and it was also one of Time's best inventions of 2016. They won a grooming award from GQ magazine. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5. Just $5 for your oral health.
And you don't have to remember to buy them because it's a subscription. They just show up when you need to change.
And that's kind of your cue to put the new one
exactly.
On the toothbrush. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You heard right. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's GETQUIP.com. And remember, /TMOS.
Thank
Do
you.
It that way. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will be love at first brush.
News.
Boo.
Me.
Let me turn that up.
You bet.
Turn that up more. What do you think? Think I got any new one in there?
New stage is
super loud. There's the switch.
There it is.
Tuesday night's Hand in Hand telethon raised $14 million over the hour it aired. But by yesterday morning, the total was a lot higher, $44 million. And it's probably higher now since they're still accepting donations. You can call 800-258-6000. Text GIVE to 80077 or go to handinhand2017.com and stop being so snarky about it.
Well, you know what? what? I don't think they...
All you're talking about is like cowboy hats. That's what you wanted to talk about when they're trying to save families down there.
Yeah, well, I don't
you
like...
soulless monster.
Don't like cowboy hats.
15.7...
You gotta admit they're pretty goddamn ridiculous.
What is your problem with cowboy hats? It's like a cultural phenomenon.
I was looking at one of the ones that the guy had, and it was so... The bends were so severe. You know what?
Why do you think he doesn't like cowboy hats? What's his
problem? Because they don't fit his big head.
You ought to get a big, giant cowboy hat.
10-gallon hat?
Yeah.
He'd look like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
No, I would look like Dan Blocker. Google it.
Hoss from Bonanza.
Pass the peas, pass the potatoes.
15.7 million people watched the show on the big four networks, ABC. Is that all they got? 15.7? I would have expected
low.
That to be a
higher
number.
With the amount of talent that was on that stage, that does seem low, doesn't it?
It's on all the networks. It was on more than a dozen other cable channels and streamed online. Now, 44 million is awesome. And the victims of Harvey and Irma, no doubt blessed to receive every dollar. I can relate to this personally. But it's interesting to note that while every celebrity in the universe took part in the telethon, J.J. Watt's solo effort down in Texas has raised almost as much. His fund is up to almost $33 million. Of course, he's been at it a bit longer. I've followed this story. He's a good guy.
Yeah,
what really a nice guy.
Single-handedly
boy,
just
did
doing
he respond
this.
Fast.
Yeah, he really
right
did.
Away.
Also, J.J. announced yesterday that he'll stop taking donations tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central Time so they can start putting that money to work. And, you know, you better put that money to work. No hanky-panky or JJ's going to come and kick your ass.
No monkey business,
that's
please.
It, baby. In her 2016 book, The Princess Diarist, Carrie Fisher finally revealed that she and Harrison Ford had an affair during the filming of the original Star Wars.
Yeah.
Harrison has yet to comment, and he doesn't want to. Listen, this is interesting. GQ asked him about it, and he didn't have much to say. He admitted that it was strange for him. But when they asked if he had any advance warning, he said, to a degree, yes. As for what he thought about it, he said, quote, oh, I don't know.
You don't do Harrison Ford enough.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Hey, look, it's Indiana Jones.
Gotta fly my plane. Where's my plane? I can't find it. Where's my plane? Oh, my God. There we go.
Oh, right on the golf course.
I flew it right into a drum set.
You landed on a drum set.
So he said, I don't know. You know, with Carrie's untimely passing, I don't really feel it's a subject I want to discuss.
That's classy.
That is.
He refused to say if he would have preferred that she didn't write it, and he said he did not read it, and that was basically it.
From the actual book, didn't she just depict, like, he just went in, went out, and that was it?
I think it was really brief.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's probably a movie star doing that.
Yeah. And there's a valid chance he doesn't remember.
She was strong in those days. Everybody knows.
Oh, Princess Leia?
Are you kidding me?
He literally slayed Princess Leia.
Princess Slaya.
Okay, thank you. Tough guy. No, wrong.
Hey!
Wrong, sorry.
Don't let him out.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Tough guy actor Frank Vincent. Remember this guy from Goodfellas?
Yeah, and The Sopranos.
He passed away yesterday. He was 78. According to reports, he had a heart attack last week, underwent open heart surgery yesterday, did not make it through that. Frank,
old ticker.
Probably best known for playing mob boss Phil Leotard. No, he's best known as Billy Batts.
You want to hear the Billy Batts clip?
This guy, you know, you hear a lot about De Niro. You hear a lot about Pesci. This guy, the authenticity of... Now, I know that... God, who is the guy who goes, that guy T? Who's that guy in The Sopranos? He was really mobbed up.
Polly Walnuts.
I think Frank Vincent might have had something to do with,
you know,
the
mob actually
as
had,
well.
When The Sopranos was just hitting, second season is when it really took off.
Right.
I was able to track down his phone number in the phone book.
Right.
And he took our call on the old Don and Mike show, and he was a nice guy.
That's cool.
And really open, and loved the fact that he was recognized for his work.
He was in Raging Bull. He played Joe Pesci's brother in Casino, and of course he was in Goodfellas as Billy Batts. This is the clip of Goodfellas. This is probably one of
the... I used to call him Spit Shining Tommy. I swear to God. Oh, he'd make your shoes look like mirrors. Excuse my language.
No more shines.
He was terrific. He was the best. He made a lot of money, too. Salud, Tommy.
No more shines, Billy.
No more shines, what? Billy.
I said no more shines. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. They didn't go up there and tell you. I don't shine shoes anymore.
Relax, will you, for crying out? What's got into you? I'm breaking your balls a little bit, that's all. I'm only kidding with you.
Sometimes you don't sound like you're kidding. You know, there's a lot of people around.
Honey, I'm only kidding with you. We're having a party. I mean, I just came home. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm breaking your balls, and you're right away, you're getting fresh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
I'm sorry, too. It's okay. No problem.
Okay, salud. Now go home and get your shine box.
Mother! You!
so real. Yeah, yeah, that's just, they don't make movies like that. I mean, that's just scary stuff.
Strong.
Larry King was diagnosed with lung cancer recently. Nobody knew about this. They kept it under the under wraps, but apparently he's already beaten it. He says he went in for a routine checkup, and his doctor found a small bit of cancer in the early stages. Larry had surgery in July to have it removed. It was a success. That's good news.
Yeah.
They removed 20% of his lung, but the cancer is gone. The doctor said it was malignant, so he was lucky because he could have had some problems if it went undetected for another 2 or 3 years. Now Larry wants to remind people it's important to get these checkups and have these tests done. He is 83 years old, and on a side note, he will never die.
No, he won't.
Ever.
He
can't. Larry King will never,
but
ever
with
die.
With 20% less lung, maybe he can sit up straight.
Thank you, Oscar. Yeah. That's our sensitive shout out to Larry. No, you know what? When I first read the story, I hadn't gotten deep enough to know that he kicked it, and that, I mean, he's doing well.
Yeah, he's a big, it's a bright
because
side.
I was sitting there, all the busting balls that I've done over Larry King, I would be very, very upset if he passed.
Oh, my God.
He's part of the culture. Yeah. I swear to God. He
the
really
fabric
is.
Of this show.
Larry's your Jerry.
not quite. Thank you. Sorry. Buddy Rich was my Jerry. Oh, okay.
Who's your Jerry?
Who's your Jerry?
Me?
Who's an old movie star?
Don Francisco.
Thank you. Where's the
good
ding?
Answer.
I don't have my ding. Yes, I do. I have my ding today. Rob, give me a ding. Thank you.
Play the ding.
Hey, what's going on? Play the ding for him. And now I give you as promised,
what?
6 hangover cures from bartenders.
Nice.
Number 1, chugging Gatorade, similar
ooh,
to what
nice,
you always say,
yeah.
Instead of water. Gatorade instead of water. However, you mix in some horseradish. What do you think?
I think no.
Kind of gross.
Sounds gross.
Number 2, tripe soup. Called Menudo, I believe. That is the soup. It's from Mexican restaurants.
Huge in the 80s.
tripe soup, which involves the lining of a cow's stomach.
Right.
Good luck choking that down when you got a big hangover. Number 3, 3 Aleves and a big glass of water before bed, then a beer right when you wake up the next morning.
That's BS.
Not a fan of hair of the dog.
That might just delay the hangover because the beer gets you buzzed again. Yeah. The worst thing you can do, trust me, as I'm a professional on this. I didn't behave like a professional this past weekend when I woke
did
up.
Did someone
at
say Menudo?
Is that all you've been doing is trying to get your Menudo?
You have Menudo in there.
Look it up, please. That's what he loves. That's it. All right. Tell me when you're done playing it so I can go off.
No, this is just background music.
With
for
Ricky
the
Martin?
This is post Ricky Martin.
Post Ricky Martin.
I have the album with Ricky if you need it.
No, absolutely.
You know, it's funny you
just
would play that.
Just in case you need it later.
It's funny you would play that because that's the theme from the Cannonball Run 2.
Oh, thank you.
Mike, are these lights too bright for you, or are they distracting?
Why? Do you notice that I'm being
no, I'm just wondering. I'm sitting here. If we ever make the investment in these lights, do you not like the lights?
No, they're fantastic.
he always squints like he's been smoking pot.
Here's number 4, shellfish broth.
Really?
Which is like chicken stock, but made with seafood. Well, this is a long way to go to get it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're supposed to eat a hard-boiled egg with it. That seems a little complex.
Now it's
where would you find all these concoctions?
Well, I mean, shellfish broth, outside of getting it like in a she store, you'd have to like boil the crabs or something
and
like that.
Yeah, and you have to make it in advance. I think if you're having a big night, make the broth and then
sounds
go out.
Sounds like a Dick Queasy special.
And also that hard-boiled egg, that sounds like superstition, not medical.
Right, yeah.
I'm buying the Gatorade.
Number 5 is a bartender who spent time in Puerto Rico claims there's an urban legend where you can prevent a hangover by rubbing lemons in your armpits before you start drinking.
My mom does that anyways.
Rubs lemons in her armpits?
Oh, my God. Yes. No one does this? It's a home remedy. When we were kids, and you know, kids at a certain point going through puberty, they start, like, actually getting some body odor, right?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, God. And my mom would grab us, pull us into the kitchen, and put salt and lemon, like, in our armpits.
Mm-hmm.
To prevent the BO?
To prevent the BO. And to this day, I do this maybe every 6 months, and I don't get BO.
Any lemon in the Garcia family for another Hispanic family?
I don't remember, but I may have a vague memory of that.
Of some lemon in the armpits?
Yeah, that's maybe the name of the first Menudo album.
Mike.
Lemon in the armpits.
There are no chemicals.
Well, there are. It's acid and
citric acid.
Yeah, but it's all natural.
It's all natural.
Deodorant.
Natural. That's why I'm buying lemons when I leave. By the way, I didn't get the 6th one. Alka-Seltzer in coconut water. which actually sounds half decent compared to the other
coconut
crap.
Water has a lot more, I guess, electrolytes overall.
When they were sampling coconut water at Costco, and they gave me a sample. It was an old lady, and I tasted it, and I said, "That's awful." And she says, "It really is, isn't it?"
Oh, my God, I'm tasting it.
Yeah, lady.
Oh, I love coconut water.
And now a little something, a 46-year-old guy. Let me swallow.
Yes.
Named Victor Apler and a 42-year-old guy named Blake Wally went looting in Jacksonville, Florida yesterday in the aftermath of Hurricane Irma.
That's fun.
But they weren't just going to settle for stealing things like TVs or clothes. They had bigger dreams. These guys tried to steal an entire metal telephone pole.
God. Metal?
Someone called the cops after they saw the guys strapping the giant pole to the top of their Kia SUV.
A Kia! Yeah.
And it looked ridiculous up there, so the cops might have spotted them even without the tip. The guy's plan was to sell it for scrap metal, but the cops stopped them before they could get too far and arrested them for grand theft. These are not cheap. And of course, you know, even with the storm, you can still have a slogan of the day.
Oh, you have a new slogan for Florida?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, my Florida slogan of the day, even though they're going through a tough time, hey, I'm going back to them. Florida, where stupid never takes a holiday, even during a natural disaster. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Would the weight of the pole even fit on the Kia?
I'd have to see the clown car going down the street and see what's going on.
How do you make a turn?
You got to ask Billy Fasillo that.
You know, it's hard enough to steer the thing without a phone pole.
Yeah. By the way, you know how big that telephone pole was?
Oh, my God, there's a picture!
Yeah, you know what you say?
Oh, my God.
That telephone pole was huge!
Shocker, the guys that were stealing it don't have shirts on.
Yeah. No, of course not.
There you go. Yep, I hear that. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Bara Show, everybody.
Hey, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, you want to play a little word association?
I sure do.
Sun.
Dial.
You know, maybe this is a bad idea. I just want to remind everybody that we are on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. So please tune in spite of my assistant, Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You're all reserved and ready to go.
That's pretty darn exciting. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very, you got us opera tickets?
Nice. Yeah. He's good to go.
Is that over where the bad
place? Oh, the bad place.
Oh, God. I'm in trouble. Anyway.
La Boheme is a wonderful show.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages. Listen up. I have a question for you. Yes, you. The one who still hasn't purchased the TMOS bonus package. Is it because you crave something shiny and new? Well, we listened, and for our new fall season, we are proud to introduce the brand new Mike O'Mara Show Pumpkin Spice bonus package. It has all the laughs and thrills of the original bonus show, plus the added kick of pumpkin spice. Buy it now before we run out. Sign up for the new TMOS bonus show right now with pumpkin. Besides, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. Besides. This fall, don't suck without giving back to us. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner with a big pumpkin on it. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS stay spicy. So please quit sucking. And thank you. Press this giant red button. What's this do? It opens up the bonus. It opens up the audio vault. 5:45, awakening time. Drink some wine, Rob Spiewak.
I know you were busy yesterday. Did you see Sarah Huckabee Sanders' press conference?
Sarah Huckabee. Oh, man. She break me off. What?
What I did is I walked my dog right through the briefing room she would lean over. She was wearing a tiny bra.
Okay, stop it. Behave.
But what I did is I sort of compressed the press conference.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I'm Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
So you didn't have to see.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
So you don't have to watch the whole press conference. I just wanted to give you the key points, okay?
Thanks so much, guys. The president will be, thank you.
Thank you.
And if you want it just a little tighter. Oh, I love that one, Mike.
Yep.
I love that one. If you want to just, the takeaway from the press conference is this.
Thank you.
your source for all your political information.
Thank you.
Congratulations to the city of Cleveland and their Indians with their 21st consecutive win, tying an American League victory. Man. And if they win one more, and if they win one more, that'll be the MLB record.
So that's truly amazing. Terry Francona, man, getting it done in Cleveland.
And this guy, very excited with the call last night.
One out away from making history are the 2017.
God, I had no idea this story. That they were doing this. This is so cool. Very cool for baseball.
Allen into the motion, the wind and the pitch. Swung on, ripped to left. Chisenhall coming on. Slides, he made the catch. Ball game. And mark it down, folks. History on September 13th.
That sounds a little Harry Carey like.
2017, the Cleveland Indians have set a new American League record, winning their 21st consecutive ballgame.
I had no idea this was going on because it's Cleveland. Come on.
And also you got a few other things going on.
Wow. Congratulations. That's great for baseball. Good stuff.
Ted Cruz is in a bit of a scandal in that he liked a pornographic tweet.
Oh, dear.
Hanging out at home. Like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, someone hacked my account.
Not the right guy to be doing this.
No. A couple days later, he addressed it.
All right.
And I think this clears it up. Does it?
We had a staffer who accidentally hit the...
By the way, his voice.
Yeah.
Right?
We had a staffer. I'm going to go into full lying mode. Have you ever heard about it? Have you ever done a deep dive on this guy?
Oh, yeah.
This guy's special. If this guy's really a special kind of slime.
If you want a treat, read the blog of his college roommate.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. What he was all about, baby.
But let's go back to the tweet.
We had a staffer who accidentally hit the wrong button. And it was a screw up. I will say Twitter went crazy with it. It became trending. Mm-hmm. As soon as we found out about it, we pulled it down. And it's generated a lot of amusement. It has prompted a lot of jokes. We have talked with the staffer. It's not going to happen.
What a joke.
It was a screw. This was a screw.
Staffer.
Some staffer.
No names. Threw themselves on the sword.
He was asked point blank to name the staffer, and he wouldn't.
Because he can't.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
He pulled it down after he pulled his pants up.
That's right.
Some staffer. He actually liked the button.
Dan O'Brien.
And with the release of the iPhone, are we calling it the 10 or the X?
I like the X better.
Okay, the iPhone X, of course.
How about the 1000?
The iPhone 999.
Yeah, the 999.
There was a lot of backlash on all the so-called improvements and the cost. And so this is a video that was trending on Facebook yesterday. We close with this.
The Face ID technology is unnecessary. When you look at your phone, it'll shoot thousands of lasers straight into your pores. Then it sucks out your soul, much like a Dementor. That's how our phones get power. Thank you for your life juice. We then store your faces right here on this shelf to keep forever, just for a rainy day. The camera has a new studio lighting mode, so you can trick people on Tinder and Bumble into thinking you're good looking. It's like catfishing for a whole new generation. It's the new iPhone X. Costs as much as a good laptop. Or 3 Switches and 2 games. Or 50 U2 albums. This is what Steve would have wanted. Probably.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today. I don't know what's wrong with me. Unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MichaelMarishow.com. And don't forget, we start Tuesdays with the mailbag.
Tuesday's birthdays
next week. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
I may look like a bank teller, fishing facts in a file. But I'd rather be a hog collar, chewing cud on style. Show me where I
One stand. Last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.